Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
Lord, we love you so much. We thank you for everything you've released into your body, your children. We say yes to everything. As we were worshiping, I saw a key in the room, and as I was asking the Lord what the key was about, he said a couple things. He said, "Behold, I give you authority to trample over every work of darkness." And I saw the key go into people, and anybody who's hungry receives the key of life. And As we press into the season that we're in right now, as we try to acclimate, you know, seasons change fast, and you know, the winds blow and storms come and the sun's out and we forget that there was a storm, and I see the Lord gently shaking the bride. There's a lot of crustacean on, you know, when you've been in mud and dirt and, you know, you pick up some debris along the way. And I see the Lord so gently helping us get free from the debris. And, earlier when I was walking, I went for a little walk a while ago, and I was praying and talking to the Lord, and I asked him, you know, I was like, "Lord, I remember in the beginning when I met you, how wonderful and exciting everything is and was." And I was like, "Lord, I don't ever want to be that crabby old bride. I don't want to ever take you for granted. I don't ever want to be stagnant." And those are cries of my heart and issues that I continually push through, because it's so easy to settle where we're at. And we're not the settling bride. God has called us. We're the remnant. God has called us for this time. This is one of the most exciting times, and we've been handpicked by God to fulfill the Great Commission. We all play a part in it. It's not one special person. It's whosoever. And as I was praying earlier today, for the meeting tonight, I saw all kinds of really wonderful things that the Lord is releasing. But as I was sitting there worshiping, just adoring him, you know, he's so beautiful, and I was slowing myself down and just communing with him, and I actually forgot I was in the meeting, and he reminded me of my last week and how crazy busy I've been trying to get ahead to prepare for winter. And you know, his grace was upon me to do those things, but he said to me, "Would you pursue me as hard as you worked this last week?" And now I know how hard I worked this last week. And I said, "Yes, give me your grace." And so I'm excited because he challenged me. And when the Lord challenges us, he doesn't do it so that we fall. He does it so that we walk right into his blessings and the greaterness of him. And so as I'm pondering where we're going tonight in him, I'm listening to what he's saying. And there, you know, I love how there's so many different people in the we all love Jesus. We all came because we love Jesus. Some of us have needs, some of us are, you know, trying to figure out our way in the walk with Jesus in the garden state, And some of us are new and some of us are old. Some of us are old and crabby and tired and wore out. Now, just being real. And God wants to bring you, he wants, remember that crust? You know the little crust that happens from life? You know, he was reminding me earlier when we were walking how whenever he would say anything, I believed him. Now, I didn't trust him, but I believed him. Trust, I had to work out my issues of trust because of my own issues. But I believed when he said, "You're healed," I believed I was healed. There was no arguing or debating because he told me, "You're healed." I'm like, "Oh, okay." Or he'd say, "Go do this." You know, I had to work out the trust of, is that really you? Are you really saying that? But then I would go do it, and I would always see the victory or always see a blessing. And I would also see when I was rebellious, meaning I wouldn't do what he asked me to do, I would always see, you know, that, oh, I blew it. I would see what happened when I blew it. And here's what happened. The enemy would pound on me. God didn't pound on me. The enemy did. You call yourself a Christian. You expect healing. You expect this. And I would entertain the thoughts of the enemy. And when you start to entertain the thoughts of the enemy, really, what camp are you in? You know, behold, I give you authority to trample over every work of darkness. All the scorpions, all the snakes, all the creepy crawly things, sickness, disease, all of it. Demon possession, all of it. And so some people in this room tonight are struggling because it's been a long road. You've been battling and contending and doing everything you know for your healing, your victory, your provision. I want to challenge you tonight, shaking the mud and the crust, to go back to when you first heard the good news. And there was no doubt and no fear, and there was, could this really be true? That's the God we serve. Could this really be true? That's the God we commune with. Could this really be true? It is true. His word is true. It's final. There is no argument. It is the finished work of Jesus Christ into the books, into the book. And then now we're all walking books. We are the living word manifest through the living word. And so some of you in here, and I can relate to this. I remember when my ankle didn't get healed right away. I remember having faith and then not being healed, having faith and then not being healed, then wondering, why didn't I get healed? What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with me. God's word works all the time. There's a connection that has to take place. It's already been released, and I just have to find my path into it. And so he was reminding me earlier today, you know, and listen, this isn't about me. This is about where we're at, where a lot of people are at. I remember when he would say, lay your hand on so-and-so, you know, curse that cancer, and boom, I would be amazed that the cancer would be gone. I had no faith. I just did what he said to do. And so, you know, that's that. Here I am. I'm a little kid in the kingdom of God, and I'm believing for breakthrough in here, and I'm believing for every person in here, whatever malady you have or whatever issue that you're dragging around like an old chain on your ankle, I am believing God for victory tonight and breakthrough tonight. I have such high faith for his breakthrough, for us to walk into this anointing of breakthrough and walk in wholeness. And what happened if, you know, you received prayer once before or twice before or 10 times before and you didn't get your breakthrough? Here I am again, Lord. Help me with my unbelief. Here I am. Lord, I don't know what the problem is, but I'm believing your word. I'm believing what you say is true. And you know, I remember the day my ankle got healed after many, many, many people prayed for me. You know, I tried everything I could think of. And then that one time, it just clicked. Now, there was nothing special. The weather was the same that day as it was the day before. Why didn't I get healed the day before? My faith was the same that day as it was the day before. I don't know. But all I do know is when God says, it's done. And I believe tonight that God is going to heal people that have been lingering with these conditions and maladies and contending and fasting and praying, and yet here there's still this issue that, you know, why am I not healed? Listen, we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed. And sometimes we look in the natural and it negates, or whatever the word is, it cuts off what's happening in the supernatural because you agree with what you see by your natural eyes, and it shortcuts or cuts out the release of the breakthrough. You know, I remember listening to Edgar many times talk about when he prayed for people with signs and wonders and healings and miracles. Sometimes people would get healed, and sometimes it was instantaneously, and sometimes it was the next day. I don't care if it's today, tonight, or tomorrow. We are getting healed. We are healed. We've been healed, and we're standing and contending for it. I saw a fire last night. I was praying in the spirit, and I was praying about tonight, and I saw this fire. It was a pillar of fire, and I like fire, and, you know, so I was just praying and just seeing what the Lord was saying, and he said, healing signs and wonders. I was praying into the meeting tonight, so I've been excited all day about what he's doing. And you know what? He could have done it this morning, this afternoon. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care about time like we do. He's not limited to time. But I'm telling you, tonight there is healing in this room for whosoever will believe. And I believe. And here's the thing. We don't earn healing. It was released at the cross. We're not good enough. We've never been good enough. Now, if you've been diagnosed with an ailment, right now, I want you to break those words. I break those words in the name of Jesus. I break that diagnostic report in the name of Jesus. I will not go underneath that doctor's report. I cut it in the spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Now, if you want healing, that might be something you might want to say because you're contending with the liar. You're speaking truth. Behold, I give you authority. He's giving you authority to trample over the diagnostic report. Some of you have had issues for years. And you know, maybe it's your hearing. Maybe it's your eyesight. Maybe it's that stupid wart on your left toe. Whatever it is, that's not part of the covenant. We're covenant believers. Healing, signs, wonders are for today. As I was praying, the Lord gave me a scripture last night, and he gave it again to me in the car today. And I tried to look it up, but it just wouldn't work. So I had a feeling I wasn't supposed to look it up. But he reminded me last night when Gideon was, you know, I think he was in the threshing field or wherever he was hiding. I do know that. And he was, you know, a little upset. And he said, "Where is the God of miracles?" Now he's by himself and he says, "Where is the God of miracles?" I know, I heard it earlier today, and I'm like, God's talking today to people. They testified earlier today. That's the same thing. And here's the thing. An angel showed up instantly and starts dialoguing with Gideon. Where is the God of miracles? He's here in the room tonight. He's here now. And if you can't see in the spirit, that's okay. He's here now. Your healing is here now. I know some of you have struggled with migraine headaches for years. It's caused issues with your vision. It's caused issues with your workload. You can't go into places because it's too loud. Right now, I curse that diagnostic report. I curse the demon behind it, and I command healing to come forth in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Ooh, I just got hot. I going. I got no pocket. I break right now. I break weariness off the bride. I break hopelessness off the bride. I speak and release the joy of the Lord as your strength. Rise up in Jesus' name. Rise up. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hair loss. I speak to your hair, the follicles, and I say hello, covenant, hair, follicles. Rise. Come forth. Grow. Resurrection power in the hair, follicles, come up. In Jesus' name. The devil's a liar. He's a thief. And he's been found out. And when the thief is caught, God is the one that restores. Not the thief. God. So God, we're calling on you. You're the one. You're the source. You're the life giver. We call on you for breakthrough, for 100% reversal of every disease, every curse, every problem, there's a spirit of poverty in here. Get out in the name of Jesus. I break your hold on the body of Christ. Go and never come back in Jesus' name. Loose. Loose. God's children are generous with everything he has given them. And we receive your generosity, Lord. We receive your generosity. Lord, we call on your blessings, and we say yes to your blessings. We call on your anointing, we say yes to your anointing. We call on your promises, and we say yes to your promises. Now, Lord, now, now. We receive you now. Overflowing, overflowing blessings from the Lord. We receive you, Jesus. We receive you. I just saw a door open in the Spirit. Someone who has been struggling like this, trying to find their way in God, door open. The great light of God shining and bringing you into his truth. Garden State. Now, here's the really wonderful thing. I take that, Lord. I take that, Lord. I'm always taking those. Take whatever he's releasing. Even if you don't think you need it, you may need it tomorrow. Take it now, because when he's speaking, he knows your tomorrow. He's preparing you for breakthrough. He's preparing you for greatness in him. In him, we live and have our being. In him. What are you saying now? Oh, limb grow out. Limb grow out in Jesus' name. Oh, hips be healed. Hips be healed in Jesus' name. Reformat, align, be straight. Marrow grow in Jesus' name. Fill in Jesus' name. Fill in those empty places. Fill in Jesus' name. Teeth. Teeth, you're blessed. You're part of the body of Christ. We bless our gums. We bless our tissues. We bless our root structure, our enamel, and we curse decay. Decay, go. Jesus, fill in those open spots in Jesus' name. I curse infection. I see a root of infection. I see several roots of infection, different infirmities. Right now, I curse those roots. I pour the blood of Jesus over those roots. I render them null and void, and I command them to leave in Jesus' name. All roots of destruction go in Jesus' name. Never to come back. Do no damage. Go. And Lord, we receive your infilling in those root structures. Your infilling, your healing power, your precious blood, your peace where there was pain, your peace where there was sorrow, in Jesus' name. Ooh, I just saw a root of bitterness. I curse that root and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Go. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I see the tide of that spirit of bitterness that hooked in, and it was from family relations that had gone bad. Here's a key. Bless that family. If that's you, Lord, I'm so sorry. I came into agreement with bitterness. I release that spirit of bitterness. I bless that family member. I bless that family. And I receive everything you have for that family and myself in Jesus' name. Ooh, that was a big one. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to fill in that area. Fill in that void. It was such a stronghold. Fill in that that structure with your presence and your glory and your love and your light. In Jesus' name. Judgment. It's tied to the teeth again. I see a judgment. I'm seeing the words judgment. You're always right. You're a know-it-all, and bless you. But guess what? God's really the right one. And so let's deal with judgment. You know, judgment is a little... it's a hider. It's a hider. Oftentimes when someone is entangled with a spirit of judgment, they don't know it because they think they're right. So it's hard for them to recognize when the Lord's speaking about judgment. And so I'm going to make it easy on you. If you think you're right all the time, or you know best, God's probably talking to you right now. So, and here's the sure proof way. If you don't think you're right all the time, but maybe 50% of the time, God's probably talking to you right now. And so, we come humbly in front of you, Jesus. We ask you to deliver us of the spirit of judgment. Lord, take the plank out of our eye. Lord, we are so sorry. Now listen, when I'm doing this, don't just say yeah, say repeat after me, that kind. You know, this is a release of getting free. If you want to get free, you know, say this quietly, say it loudly. I don't care how you say it, but if you're, oh, you don't know it's you. Okay, listen. Let's all do it. Let's just all do it because I want everybody free of judgment. You know, judgment stinks, it's sneaky, it's sly, and it causes division. And it's haughty, it's a spirit of haughtiness behind it, and it causes destruction. It causes problems in your marriage, it causes problems in your work, it causes problems in your church, it causes problems. And God doesn't like it. So let's deal with it. Who's in? Not everybody. Okay. For the 97%. Lord, we come before you. Examine our hearts. If there is any spirit of judgment, if there is haughtiness, if there's anything that displeases you, even if I don't know it, I'm asking you to deliver me of it. I am so sorry that I thought I knew best and that my ways are the best and that things can't get done without me and I'm the only one that can get it done. Please forgive me. I'm trading places with you. I'm getting off the throne and I'm going to let you be Lord. And I'm going to be your son or daughter. You should know who you are, daughters or sons. It's not both. I do. Forgive me, Lord. I want to make right with you. Help me. If I've got strongholds, and they're knocking at my door. Or if they're rising up right now, help me. Deliver me. Set me free. And give me the words to speak by the Spirit of the living God to walk free. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Peacemakers. We receive the anointing of peacemakers in place of judgment, in place of strife, control, manipulation. We give it all to you, Jesus, and we put on your cloak, your garment of peace. Now teach us how to walk in peace. Teach us how to live in peace. And teach us how to rest in peace. And teach us how to release your peace. Thank you, Lord. Right now I speak to our eyes. And our eyesight and our vision. I see a left eye in particular right now that has had trauma and a bad report. And right now, I break trauma off your left eye In fact, I break trauma off of all eyes, and I command the healing power of Jesus Christ to go into your optical nerve and heal and reconstruct and bring forth His light and His life in your body, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lungs. I see darkness in the lungs, and some people have infections in their lungs, and it's been long term, and you've developed this cough, and it's just part of who you are now. Well, guess what? That's not who you are. That's called settling, and right now we break. We're shaking the mud of settlement off that. You have the lungs of Jesus Christ. You are created in His image. And right now I speak to infection in your lungs, and I command it to loose and go in the name of Jesus. Every bit. Lungs, be whole. Lungs, I release the peace of God into your airways. In Jesus' name, breathe and receive the healing power of Jesus Christ. He won't let me off the left eye. Who's got the issue? So raise your hand if you got a left eye issue. Okay, 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 okay. He's dealing with it. When he brings it up, it's done. And we're just going to wait and release what he has to say. I heard him say, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Holy is the Lord. Shondele bandele cardo so coco. Holy is the Lord. Yandele bashonte colabaso. Lord, we receive you. We receive you. We receive you as King. We receive you as Lord. We receive you in your fullness. Manifest yourself to us. Show us who you really are. Let us see behind the curtain. Let us see behind the veil. It's been torn open. Let us see your goodness. Let us see your breakthrough anointing. Let us see everything you have for us.
But I saw a person, you've had pain, and I'm not going to call you out, and it may be more than one, but this particular person I'm seeing, you've had pain, I'm going to have you just turn, like in this area, there's a lot of tension and pain that's been there, I think, for years. And I love you, but I feel like it's been tied to that you're a controlling person and you've tried to make your family, you know, line up and fit a certain expectations that you have had. But the Lord lovingly is telling you that those are not His expectations of them. And when we have false expectations of others and we begin to demand certain behavior and then we're hurt because it doesn't happen, it's because it was a false expectation in the first place. And so God is lovingly asking you to release controlling your family. Release them to be who they are, even if it's not who you think they should be. Release them, love them, pray for them, keep praying for them. But that pain in your back is I saw it directly tied to that, okay? So you want me to do a proclamation? So I'm going to have us do a proclamation, and maybe this isn't you, but if you feel led to do this, we do proclamations all the time, so don't be embarrassed. Hallelujah. I do them all the time. And it's simply a form of repenting. So I'm going to have you say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
if I have held people under false expectations,
if I have demanded of them
what they're not currently capable of,
if I've tried to control them
or make them fit my mold,
I'm sorry.
I truly repent.
Because by doing that,
I'm making myself God.
I'm not God.
Father, you're the one and only. I give them to you with all my heart. I ask you to bless them, heal them, grow them, and I'm just going to love them and pray for them in Jesus' name. And now I say to you, if that was a problem with your back, I release all stress and strain that was tied to that controlling spirit. I command it to go and be loosed in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, what I love about the Lord is if he's trying to get us to get something and we're missing it, has that ever happened to you? Oh, it's just me, no. I'm going to tell on myself. You guys know I usually do. I had a dream a couple weeks ago, and we were at a retreat, and it was a place we had not been before, and we had done things completely different, meaning it just wasn't like our normal retreats. We were doing something different. We were having a meal and then a meeting afterwards, and we had so many chairs available, but we didn't do sign-ups. We just said, come, get in this area, and then the first 50, get in the door. But I don't know the number. I'm just saying 50, I don't know the number. And so we were all supposed to meet in this one area, and people are starting to gather, but it's not time to go yet, so they're gathering and talking. And three people came, and they decided they didn't need to be with the group, that they were just going to go into the room. And I was like, excuse me? You know, there's rules here. And they were above the rules. And I'm describing a lot of people in church right now, just so you know, that we deal with on a regular basis, okay? But the Lord's dealing with my heart, not theirs. And so in the dream, they didn't listen to what I was saying. Listen, you have to follow the rules because we're trying to, we have to go this way. And they just pretended I wasn't there. Well, I slapped one in the dream. Now, I'm not a slapper in the natural. I might air slap, but I actually slapped this person. And then I woke up and I'm like, what was that? Now, I could have focused on the dream and said, well, Lord, they're not following the rules, you know. Isn't that a typical, I did what only I could do, you know, live with it or don't, you know. But no, I'm like, Lord, what's up? Something's wrong. And it isn't them. It's me. I'm the one that reacted to what they were doing. And so when God gives you a dream, don't blow those off. And so I prayed on it, and I didn't get anything right away because he was working stuff out. Now, you guys would have probably said, oh, yeah, I know what the issue is. You're expecting people to behave a certain way. Well, listen, I had to pray this through because I have an issue. I had the issue. And what ended up happening is, as I prayed on it, first I was so upset that I actually hit somebody. I'm not a hitter anymore. I stopped that when I got saved, okay? I stopped fist fights. I've been in a few. Not proud. A couple black eyes. Yes, yes, it's true. I was young and foolish. I'm not young and foolish anymore. I'm his. And so when a behavior is manifesting, whether it's in the natural or in a dream, it needs to be dealt with. And God will put people in our place in front of us so that we deal with our issues. He's not concerned about their issues because we're the ones that said, change me, Lord. Do with me as you will. I want to be a pure and holy vessel, set apart for your good pleasure. That other person, I'm sure, didn't say their prayer, and maybe they did, and they're working their way out too. I don't know. I'm not judging. So I'm just hitting. No. So in the dream, I'm first of all, pastors are not allowed to hit. Ministers are not allowed to hit, okay? So that's one rule I know. So I'm totally at fault and in the wrong on this, if nothing else. And so I'm praying and I'm processing it with the Lord. And I realized I had a false expectation. And the expectation is, or was, I think people should follow rules. I think people should do the right thing. Boy, am I setting myself up for failure and grief, huh? So I'm like, Lord, what? I can't hear you. Mine! Don't you know the rule? Follow the rule. Read it on the website, you know, whatever. But they don't read the website either. Most people skim, so they don't even know. And so I'm not going to go there because I really have been delivered. But here's what happened. I realized I was the problem and that everybody I meet has problems. And I'm not to judge. I'm to love like Jesus did. And you know what he said to me? You think I didn't have to deal with those people? But you didn't see me slapping them. He's like, I'm not talking the Pharisee. I'm talking his buddies, his disciples. Oh, disciples. You know, we're all disciples. So I'm like, I am so sorry. And so I did a proclamation. That's why when Holly talked about proclamations, they're important because all it takes is to know the truth. The words you speak set you free. And so I was like, I am so sorry, Lord. You're right. I'm expecting people to be whole. They're coming because they're broken. They're coming because they need help. And so I'm so sorry, Lord. Please forgive me. Lord, we're all a mess, and we're all just trying to find you. And I did this. I wrote it out because I prayed into it for several days, and he'd give me a little more, and then finally I wrote the proclamation, and I spoke it. You know, Holly comes up with them like that. I'm a little slower when it comes to figuring it out on my own, you know, when it's my own mirror I'm looking at. Isn't it easy to see somebody else's problems and say, hey, you know what, all you got to do is, you know, hey, you, all you got to do is, and then you say the proclamation. And so from that moment, I have walked in such peace because I released the expectations I had on other people. And so I also know not to schedule a retreat like that either because it didn't work out, you know. That's why we pray for God's wisdom on what we do and when we do it. People try to push us, do it this way, do it that way. Thank you, God bless you. Let's listen to what the Lord wants to do. So I'm telling on myself because, you know, it's important that we get right, our hearts get right. We have to grow up in his image. We have to start manifesting his love and not judgment. And it's so easy to fall into judgment, even the quiet kind that you don't speak out loud, but it's those little inner thoughts of, well, geez, blah, blah, blah. Or really? They can't get it yet? Simple things. You mean they're still struggling? Judgment. Judgment. And remember, what you sow, you reap. It may not happen today, but isn't that how seeds are? It takes a while for it to grow root, and then the next thing you know, you've got a harvest of ugly judgment. I'm just saying. So, we're going to go a couple directions. One, we're going to pause here because I really feel like there's healing, more healing to be released. But I know some people want to get out of here because they got kids or whatever. So we're going to take a break. We're going to transition. And then we're going to go back in. How about that? Don't get stuck in your pool. They're not there. I'm not coming. Let me tell you about the Taco Bell boy. You've heard the story. I'm just going to give you it quickly. I went to a conference expecting to hear from the main speaker. And they threw in the 2 o'clock speaker, you know, and like that's something bad. It's not. It doesn't matter. God is speaking. Whenever you stand in the position and authority, it flows. And so people got up and left because it was this young kid that looked like a little weak thing. And people actually started getting up and walking out when he spoke. God set me free on that day by the Taco Bell guy, and it had to do with trust. I was struggling with trust and issues. So don't pay attention to who's speaking. Oh, it's Holly. Oh, it's Lori. Oh, it's John. Oh, it's whoever. It's whatever. Listen, Lord, should I go? Should I go? Most of the time he'll say yeah, by the way. Or should I watch Gone with the Wind or whatever? You know, 3 days later she comes out. You know? So really, we have to start exercising our muscles. A couple years ago, things got a little weird, okay? And people kind of got disconnected. And I don't care if I go, I can get it at home. Well, how's it working for you? Just asking. It's working good for me, but I'm just asking. You know, I love community. Community is important. There's something about a flock of sheep hanging together. When one starts to wander, the flock is there to protect. You know, Jesus is the gatekeeper. And if you're not even in the pen, how's he going to find you? You know, if you're on the edge, he sees you and he brings you in. But what if you leave and don't come back? Do you know what I'm talking about, or is this like too far for you? Okay. So listen, stop listening to the lies of the enemy. And you know what? This is broadcasted, so you're here, so it's not for you. But stop listening to the lies of the enemy. God is calling you back into fellowship and relationships, because we're coming into a season where we're going to need each other to help stand, not to lean on each other, but to say, you know what? Stay strong in God. You've got this. Just focus. You know, Lord just said, watch out for that. Or, hey, don't forget, God's saying to do this. Listen, we all hear his voice. Some of us better, some of us not so great yet, but we're learning. It's important to fellowship and grow in the giftings and encourage each other on. It's not just one parade master. He's the parade master. He's the master. And we follow in, and we all have a different beat that we play an instrument with in the spirit, and it brings forth a glorious symphony. Sorry. So I'm just saying, who's ever out there listening that hasn't been to the meetings in a while, we miss you, and come back if you're supposed to come. If you're not supposed to come, no guilt. Don't come, please. It would be out of order. But I know there's some people listening. I could call you by name, like Jesus calls the sheep, but I won't. Listen by the Spirit and get it. Amen?
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from spiritofgodworldwide.com.